从这个礼拜开始，我们一起要来思想一个新的题目。
Starting this week, we'll have a new theme for the messages.
我们一起来要来思想以斯拉跟尼希米的信息。
We'll be pondering on the messages brought to us by the books of Ezra and Nehemiah.
以斯拉和尼希米这两本书里面，其实在旧约的文献当中只是一本的书。
The books of Ezra and Nehemiah were actually one book in the Old Testament canon.
里面包含了好多很珍贵的属灵的信息。
But in this short book, there are many, many precious spiritual truths.
以色列人是一个很特殊的一个民族。
The Israelites are very special people.
是神特别拣选、特别疼爱的一个民族。
They were a people chosen and loved by God.
早在主前2000年的时候，神就向亚伯拉罕显现。
Way back in 2000 BC, God appeared to Abraham.
他要亚伯拉罕离开本地本族父家，要到神为他们预备的地方去。
He told Abraham, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you."
神要赐福给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
God was going to bless Abraham and his descendants.
他说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来。
And so I will give you great blessings, and I will make your descendants numerous.
如同天上的星，海边的沙。
As numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore.
你祖孙必得做仇敌的城门。
Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies.
并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福。
And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed.
这是神特别给亚伯拉罕。
This was a special blessing that God gave to Abraham.
照你来说，以色列民族应该围着他们是神特别拣选的民族而感谢赞美神。
Now, with such a beginning, one would have thought that there's ample reason for the Israelites to be specially thankful to God.
他们应该和神之间的关系是更加密切的关系。
And they should have a very close relationship with God.
他们应该在他们的生活当中过一个圣洁、蒙神喜悦的生活。
And they should have lived life that were holy and pleasing to God.
他们应该有一颗敬畏神的心。
They should have a fearful heart for God.
可是他们没有这样做。
But they didn't.
在以色列的历史当中，我们看到以色列人远离神。
In their history, we can see that the Israelites often turn away from God.
他们犯罪，他们行神不喜悦的事情。
They did things that were evil and displeasing to God.
神的惩罚临到他们当中。
And so, God's punishment before them.
他们经历到痛苦后，又回到神的面前。
And in their suffering through the punishment, they would return to God.
日子久了后，他们又过一个又加上他们过做的是舒服的事吗？他们又离开神，远离神，神又在惩罚他们。
And after God delivered them, they were comfortable for a period of time. They would turn away again and fall into sin, and then God's punishment would have to come again.
他们又遭受了惩罚的痛苦，又回到神的面前。神对待以色列民只有一个原则，这个原则就是祝福或者是咒诅。
So in their suffering, they would return to God and beg for pardon. God has used a particular way in dealing with Israelites that can be summarized as blessing or curse.
在《生命记》第十一章第六节到二十八节这样说。
We can see that in Deuteronomy chapter 11:26-28.
他说：“看哪，我今日将祝福与咒诅的话都陈明在你们的面前。你们若听从耶和华神的诫命，就是今日所吩咐的，就必蒙福。”
See, I'm setting before you today a blessing and a curse.The blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today.
你们若不听从耶和华你们神的诫命，偏离我今日所吩咐你们的道，去侍奉你们所素来所不认识的神，就必受祸。
The curse, if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God, and turn from the way that I commanded you today by following other gods which you have not known.
回想我们自己。
Now, if we examine our own lives,
我们和以色列人的光景可不是没有两样嘛。
Have we been any different from the way the Israelites were?
在平静的时候，我们很容易把神推开。
In time of peace and comfort, we easily push God away.
我们不要这位爱我们的神。
We don't want this loving God.
这位为你我钉在十字架上的耶稣基督。
We don't want this Jesus Christ who was crucified for our sin.
我们要走我们自己的道路。
We want to go our own way.
我们不走神的道路。
We didn't want God's way.
我们甚至犯既行神不喜悦的事情。
We may even sin and displease God.
但是当有一天我们触礁了，
But one day when we hit rock bottom,
我们碰钉子了，我们生意失败了，我们感情破裂了，
Or when our business fell, or when our marriage hit the rocks,
神的惩罚临到我们当中，我们又认罪悔改，又回到神的面前。
With God's disciplining action, we would confess and return to God.
日子久了，生活舒服了，又渐渐又将又这一位赐下恩典的神又忘记掉了。
But after a while of ease and comfort, after God delivered us, we would forget God's grace again.
我们又在远离神，又在犯罪，神的震怒又在临到我们。
And we would sin again, turning away from God, but then God's anger would burn against.
那个时候我们又回到神的面前。
Only then would we return to God again.
神责备以色列人，他们是硬着镜像的百姓。
God has chastised the Israelites as a stiff-necked people.
巴不得我们不是要像以色列人一样硬着镜像。
Oh, how I wish we're not the people like that.
弟兄姐妹，在我们过去的生命当中，也许我们有软弱的时刻。
Now, in our life, maybe we've had times of weakness.
我们曾经犯罪得罪了神。
We have sinned against God.
因着我们的过失，我们又也许会承担罪所带来给我们的痛苦和后果。
And for those the sin, we may have suffered consequences of the sin and bear the pain of suffering.
最重要的是我们要来到神的面前认罪悔改。
But the most important thing that God requires is to come before him to confess and repent.
这就是来到神的面前呼求神寻求神，也就是今天的经文告诉我们的。
And that's what the passage today tells us, to call upon God and seek him.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
各位，你的道路不平顺吗？
Friends, are you going through some tough time?
你的痛苦，你在痛苦当中度过吗？
Are you spending your days in grief?
你在哪里跌倒，你就要在那个地方站起来。
Then get up where you fell.
回到神的怀抱里面，你要来到神的面前认罪悔改。
To return to the embrace of God, you must confess before God and repent.
这是今天神给你的信息。
This is the message from God to you.
我们知道神曾经与以色列人的始祖亚伯拉罕立约。
Now we know that God made a covenant with the patriarch Abraham.
神要祝福亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
To bless him and his descendants.
迦南美地是特别为着他们所预备的。
Canaan was the land God prepared for him.
神立业，神也守业。
God is the God that makes and keeps his covenant.
在以色列的历史里面，神预备了摩西，把以色列人带离埃及地。
If we look through the history of Israel, we see that God raised up Moses to bring them out of Egypt.
神救他们脱离在埃及的时候的苦楚，直到进入迦南美地为止。
To deliver them from the suffering of slavery in Egypt until they get into the land of Canaan where they were promised.
虽然以色列人不断地离开神。
Even though through the process, the Israelites kept backsliding and turning away from God.
虽然以色列人不断地远离神。
And they kept walking away from God.
神的爱仍然显明在他们的当中。
God continued to show His love for them.
神仍然守约施慈爱。
He still kept His covenant.
过去的神，过去的这位神是这样的一位神。
This was the way that God was.
现在的神也是这样的守约施慈爱的神。
And it's still the way God is today, who is loving and covenant keeping.
以色列王国的时代是因为罪把整个以色列国分成南国跟北国。
Now the reason why Israelites lost their home country was because of sin. That caused the split of the kingdom into two.
南国是犹大，北国是以色列。
So the north is called Israel and the south is called Judah.
南国也好，北国也好，我们读圣经，我们不然会发现到两国的君王都大部分都行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
But of both kingdoms, the north and the south, if we read carefully of the biblical records, we'll find that most of their kings did evil.In the sight of the Lord.
这个就是以色列人属灵的光景。
This was the spiritual condition of the Israelites.
是一个很悲惨的光景。
It was very sad indeed.
这个时代神兴起他的仆人先知来警告以色列人要回到神的面前。
In times like this, God raised up his servants, the prophets, to warn them,to return to God.
如果他们不遵守神的警告的话，咒诅就临到他们当中。
Otherwise, the curse will fall upon them.
大概主前600年的时候，神借着先知耶利米警告居住在犹大的犹大人。
So it was about 600 BC that God warned the Israelites living in Judah through the words of the prophet Jeremiah.
这个警告 是记录在耶利米书第25章5到11节。
And this is in Jeremiah chapter 29, and you can read the English on the screen. I'm not going to repeat.
Okay, 我一口气把它念过。你们个人当回头离开恶道和所做的恶，便可居住耶和华古时所赐给你们和你们列祖之地，直到永远。不可随从别神侍奉敬拜，以你们手所做的惹我发怒，这样我就不加害于你们。然而你们没有听从我，竟以手所做的惹我发怒，陷害自己，这是耶和华说的。所以万军之耶和华如此说，因为你们没有听从我的话，我必遭北方的众族和我仆人巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来攻击之地和这地的居民并视为一切国民，我要将他们进行灭绝，以致他们令人惊骇耻笑，并且永远荒凉。这是耶和华说，我又要使欢喜和快乐的声音、新郎和新妇的声音、推磨的声音和灯的亮光在他们中间仔细，至全地必然荒凉令人惊骇。这是国民要服侍，这些国民要服侍巴比伦王70年。神借着先知耶利米的话 已经应验了。
The words of Prophet Jeremiah was later fulfilled.
主前586年的时候，犹大灭国了。
The southern kingdom Judah fell to Babylon in 586 BC.
那个时候，耶路撒冷的圣殿被毁。
Jerusalem, along with the temple, were destroyed.
人民被掳到巴比伦去。
And many of the people were exiled to Babylon.
在主前539年，巴比伦被波斯王所灭。
But in 539 BC,Babylon was overturned by the Persians.
那个时候的波斯王是苦烈王。
Cyrus was the Persian emperor at that time.
苦烈王统治了巴比伦以后，
After Cyrus ruled the land,
他就解除了加勒底王的禁令，准许犹大人民回到耶路撒冷。
He lifted the Chaldeans' ban.To allow the Jews to return to Jerusalem.
整本的以斯拉记就记录了犹太人如何准备重返故国到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
The whole book of Ezra recorded how the Jews prepared to return from exile and to rebuild Jerusalem.
然后也记录了他们如何在耶路撒冷的地方恢复圣殿的敬拜。
It also recorded how they rebuilt the temple and restored the temple worship.
以斯拉记刚才我们讲跟尼希米记是同一个作者。
And we had mentioned earlier that the books of Ezra and Nehemiah were written by the same author.
一般人都相信是以斯拉所写的。
Most believe they were written by Ezra himself.
可是有以斯拉记前面的两本书是历代志上和历代志下。
And the two books preceding Ezra, First and Second Chronicles,
圣经的学者他们把历代志上和历代志下以及以斯拉尼西米读过后，他们在思想里面的内容、文笔。等等，他们都认为这四本书是同一个作者。
And many biblical scholars agree that those four books, First and Second Chronicles, Ezra and Nehemiah, were written in a style that's very similar, and therefore concluded that they were all written by the same author, Ezra.
我们可以把这两本书比较一下，就是历代志下36章22到23节，以及以斯拉记第1章第1到第3节，都是在内容方面都是很相似。
And we compare the last few verses of Second Chronicle and the first three verses of Ezra, we will find striking similarities.
以斯拉是谁呢？
Now who was Ezra?
他的家谱就记录在以斯拉记第7章第1到第5节。
We can find out from the genealogy of Ezra's family recorded in Ezra 7:1-5.
今天我们没有办法来详细来看这方面。
We won't go in detail on that.
以斯拉他是一个文士。
But we know that he was a scribe.
他是很熟悉摩西律法的一个犹太人。
And he was well learned in the Old Testament laws.
波斯王苦烈征服了巴比伦后的第一年。
So the first year after Cyrus conquered Babylon,
他就下了一道的命令到全国各地去。
He issued a decree to all the lands under his rule.
这个命令就是在以斯拉记第1章第2、第3节所说的。
And that decree was recorded in Ezra chapter 1 verses 2 and 3.
我们请林医生把这两节念出来，然后我们一起来跟着在 PowerPoint 上面来读。
So please follow the Chinese words on the screen while I read in English. The Lord, the God of heaven,has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any one of his people among you, may his God be with him. And let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build a temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem.
直到命令对以色列人来说是一件喜事。
Now this order was a great news to the Israelites.
因为他们在外面流浪了这样多年，现在又可以回到家里面去了。
After being exiled for so many years, they can now return home.
这是的确是一件喜事，他们可以重新建造圣殿，重新恢复圣殿的敬拜。
And a great news indeed, now that they can, rebuild the temple and restore the temple worship.
家对我们来说是何等的重要。
Now, home is very important to each one of us.
家是一个休息的地方。
Home is a place to rest.
家是一个被爱和爱的一个地方。
A place to love and to be loved.
家是一个享受和家人相处的一个地方。
And a place to enjoy the, company of family.
当我们在外面旅行，长期旅行的时候，我们可以享受到住在五星级的旅馆。
When we travel outside of our home, we can, you know, enjoy the luxury of a five-star hotel.
那个旅馆有舒服的床，有干净的房间，这个可是这个地方就也这个地方不是我们的家。
But even though a five-star hotel may have a very comfortable bed, a clean room, but it's not our home.
我们每一个人有一个永恒属于我们自己的家也。
And we all have an eternal home.For us.
这个家园就是和神同在的一个地方。
And this eternal home is a place to be together with God.
是不朽坏，是上帝预备给我们永恒的家乡。
It's a place that's prepared for, by God for us. It's incorruptible.
就好像圣经里面描述一位浪子，他离家出走。
Just as the prodigal son that was described in the gospel.
他在外流浪，有一天他想到了父亲给他的爱，他回家了。
And that he was wandering outside, but one day when he remembered how his father loved him, he decided to return home.
父亲每天就站在门口里面张望，盼望孩子能够回来。
And his father would wait longingly for him.
今天天父也是一样，他等待你回到他的怀抱里面去。
Today, your heavenly Father also awaits for you to return to Him.
神盼望我们回家。
God longs for us to return home.
神对我们的要求是来到他的面前，来相信和接纳耶稣基督为我们个人的救主和生命的主。你愿意不愿意呢？
What he asks us is to come before him to believe and receive Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior and our, the Lord of our life. Would you be willing to do that?
也许很多人会问，波斯王苦烈也不相信神，怎么他会发一道命令，命令，准许犹太人回到耶路撒冷去。
Now,Some people may ask, since Cyrus was a Persian and he didn't know God or believe God, how could he issue a decree to let the people of, let the Israelites return to Jerusalem to build the temple?
如果我们读第一章第一节的话，我们就会看到，就会读到神激动波斯王的心。
But if we readVerse 1, in chapter 1 of Ezra, we'll see how God moved in his heart.
原来早在主前六百年的时候，先知耶利米在耶利米书第二十五章五到十一节预言了。
Because, as early as 600 BC, the words of prophetJeremiah already prophesied about this.
也就是刚才我们念过的，他说：“这全地必然荒凉，令人惊骇。这些国民要服侍巴比伦沦亡七十年。”
And that was in verse 10 and 11 of Jeremiah chapter 29, this whole country will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon for 70 years.
这边讲的七十年有两种的说法。
Now there are two ways, two interpretations as to the 70 years prophesied.
第一种的说法是指着耶路撒冷被毁的那个时候算起，就是主前586年。
And the first would count from the time the temple was destroyed in 586 BC.
一直到圣殿完成的那一年，就是主前516年。
To the time of completion of the rebuilding of temple in 516 BC.
总共整整七十年。
So there are 70 years from the time temple was destroyed to temple was rebuilt.
第二种的说法就是耶雅敬做完的时候。
The second interpretation is counting the beginning of the 70 years, when King Jehoiachin was the king.
耶雅敬做王的时候，有一部分的犹大人他们被掳到耶路撒冷，他们就如果要从那个时候算起的话，就是主前605年。
And when Jehoiachin was king, the Babylonians had the first attack on Jerusalem, and they took away the first wave of exile, and that was in 605 BC.
一直到第一次他们回到耶路撒冷的时候，回到时候是主前538年。
And if you count starting from the first time when Israelites were exiled to the first time that the first wave of return exile left Babylon, which was 538 BC, it was fairly close to 70 years.
这是表很接近七十年。
So that's close to 70 years.
弟兄姐妹，我们所信的神是信实的神。
So our God is a faithful God.
他持守他所说的每一句话。
He'll make good on every promise he made.
人的话有时候不可靠。
Man's words are not always reliable.
可是神的话是可靠的。
But God's words are.
让我们一起来捉住神所说的每一句话。
Let's hold on to every word that God has spoken.
神是话就是记录在圣经里面，从第一章第一节到最后一本书，最后一章最后一节。
And God's words are recorded in the Bible.From the cover front to the cover back.
我们的深深的相信神所说的每一句话，神是带有能力的。
We must trust with all our heart that every word that God spoken is full of power.
神的话是带有权柄的。
God's words full of authority.
他任何在神所说的应许。是不会落空。
And his promise will never fail.
神借着先知以耶利米所说的预言就要应验。
So in order to fulfill the prophecy God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah,
神有他做事的方法，做事的法则。
God has a way of working his things out.
他做事的方式是人没有办法想象的。
His ways are not often comprehensible by man.
以赛亚书五十五章第八到第九节说
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 or 9.
他说耶和华说我的意念非从你们的意念，我的道路非从你们的道路。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my way.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
圣经告诉我们，耶和华唯要应验耶利米所说的话，就激动波斯王苦烈的心。
The scripture told us that in order to fulfill the words of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus.
激动波斯王苦烈的心，他的意思就是感动波斯王苦烈的心。
In another translation, he stirred up the heart of Cyrus.
从这里我们可以看到，神要成就的任何事情，是他有他自己的方式的。
We can see how God works to accomplish His plan.
神可以使用一位不相信神的君王，在他的心里面工作，来完成神的大能。
He can even work through an unbelieving king, to use his decree to accomplish what his plan.
我们的神是无所不能的神。
Our God is an Almighty God.
他是掌管历史的神。
And he controlled the progress of history.
他掌管过去，掌管现在，也掌管将来。
He rules the past, the present, and the future.
犹太人离开了神，神行神不喜悦的事，神警告他们。
The Israelites did what was evil in the Lord's sight, and despite of God's warning.
可是他们仍然走自己的道路，惩罚领导他们，他们遭受到国家灭亡，家破人亡。
And because they kept on going their own way, they ultimately had to suffer the consequence of punishment, which was destruction of their home and their country.
他被掳到国外，到最后神还是眷顾他们。
But even after they were exiled to a foreign country, God's love still covered them.
表面看来，以色列人所面对的是一个苦难。
On the surface, it may appear that the Jews suffered a lot.
神给他们的惩罚太重了。
Some may think that they were punished too severely.
实际上，在整个被掳的过程里面，充满了神对以色列人的爱。
But God's love and providence were covering them through the whole process of exile.
在整个过程里面，充满神对以色列人的眷顾。
And God's providence as well.
所以耶利米书第二十九章第十到十四节讲得很清楚。
It's very clearly spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, 10 through 14.
十一节说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”
For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and future.
第十二节就告诉以色列人，你们应该怎样做。
And verse 12 told the Israelites what they ought to do.
你们要寻求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
弟兄姐妹和朋友，我们所信的神是一位慈爱的神。
Brothers and sisters, the God that we believe in is a loving and merciful God.
我们所信的神是怜悯的神，神很好，只是我们自己不好。
He's a graceful God.And is a very good God. Oftentimes, we are the one at fault.
我们常常犯罪得罪神。
Because we sin against Him.
他在我们的生命当中，向我们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
His plans for our lives are the plans to prosper us.
他不会降灾祸给我们。
He does not plan to harm us.
当我们面临问题、面临困难的时候。不要把石头指着神说：“神啊，你不对。”
When we face trouble or difficulties, don't be quick to point our fingers at God.
我们要反省我们自己，我们是不是有得罪神的地方？
We're often too slow to examine ourselves to ask whether we have sinned against God.
我们要相信一点，在我们一生所经历的一切，不论是罪带来的后果，或是神应许发生在我们身上的事情。
But one thing, one conviction that we must hold very firm is that no matter what we're going through, whether it's consequence of our own sin or whether it's suffering that God permits to come before us.
我们相信这一切都是神在掌权，神向我们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
Amidst all that, we must trust that God rules and that His plans are plans to give us peace and not harm.
神给我们的意念不是降灾祸的意念。
His plans are not to harm us.
他要我们无论是大事情、小事情，都来到神的面前呼求他、寻求他。
He tells us to call upon Him and come and pray to Him and seek Him no matter what we face.
我们要相信神是听祷告的神。
We must trust that our God is a God who hears prayer.
神是爱我们的神。
A God who loves us.
所以耶利米书第29章第12到第13节是值得我们背诵的经节。
So these two verses, Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13, are worth our memorization.
好不好，我们一起来念两次。我们第一次，我们用中文念。我们一起来念两次。
Let's read Chinese first and then English.
啊，第十一到第十二节。啊，第啊，第十啊，第十二到第十三节这两节就好。
Yeah, verses 12 and 13.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。啊，我们用英文跟着林医生。
Now English. Then you will call upon me, and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
都进去了吗？进去吗？需要再念多一次？
Are the words sinking in?
有些人还没有进去啊。
Maybe not yet. Maybe we'll do it one more time.
我们再用中文念一次。
Chinese first.
啊，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求，我就必寻见。
Now English. You will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
犹太人又离开巴比伦回到耶路撒冷去。
The Jews were returning to Babylon to rebuild the temple.
他们就在耶路撒冷建立圣殿。
They rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem.
他重建圣殿。啊，这个重建和神的关系和神是有密切的关系。
And this rebuild also indicates a restoration of their relationship with God.
这是重新建立跟神之间的那种密切的关系。
That's re-establishing an intimacy with God.
这个就是灵里的呼吸。
This is a spiritual revival.
过去我们啊活着，可是我们活着，我们完全没有生气。
We were living, but we were not living lively.
我们的灵里面好像是死的。
We live like spiritual death.
可是神的爱再次的激励我们，使我们再一次的活过来。
But God's love again.Quicken us, so we came back to life again.
我记得上次跟大家讲过属灵的呼吸，在教会历史里面常常教会历史里面发生好几次的灵里呼吸的一些事情。
I believe I've talked to you about spiritual revival that happened in the history of the church. There have been several important revival in the church history.
在旧约圣经里面讲到呼吸所用的那一个字，就是活过来意思的那个字。
And the word that was used to indicate revival in the Old Testament was the same word that's used to indicate coming back to life.
今天我们的教会要复兴。
Today our church also needs revival.
复兴是什么？复兴是重新来到神的面前认罪悔改。
What is revival? It is come back to God again, repent and confess.
复兴是那冷淡的心灵再次的被圣灵的火焰燃烧起来。
And revival is that cold heart, again reignited by God's love, to be on fire for Him.
各位，当愿神的灵来复兴我们的教会。
I wish that God's Spirit will revive our church.
但愿神的灵再次复兴我们个人，把那过去冷淡的心灵再次的被神灵所燃烧。
And I also pray that God's Spirit will revive each one of us so that the heart that's turned cold would be on fire for Him again.
让我们把这首诗歌来复兴我当作我们今天的祷告。
So today, let us sing this song, Spirit of the Living God, to revive us as our response prayer.
当我们在唱的时候，我们请音响的弟兄帮忙把讲台这两个讲台把它移开，然后那个风琴也把它移开。
So as we sing, please move these stands away.
Yeah, 谢谢。我们站起来唱这首诗歌。 对神的祷告。让你的灵来充满我们，我们何等需要你再次的挑起我们那冷淡的心灵，人们能够更加的火热，让我们的内中心灵里面，我们被圣灵的火焰所燃烧，我们更加的爱主你，我们更加的爱人的灵魂，我们更加的爱属于主你的教会，我们热心的来服侍主。主啊，帮助我们，我们的今天我们的教会需要让你的灵所复兴，今天我们的教会需要你来燃烧我们，帮助我们，使到人数更加的增加。主啊，在新的一年里面，让我们能够为主做美好的见证。主啊，你要复兴我们，先从我们个人方开始，让我们个人先跟你有美好的关系，让我们个人在我们的生活上面做一个得胜的基督徒。求主来帮助我们，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。请坐。